The news continues now with Michael Wallace and the Wall Street Journal This Morning.
42 minutes after the hour. Sick of all the election polls yet? There are a lot of them. Most show the presidential race still in a statistical dead heat with just a day to go before the polls open. The Osama bin Laden tape barely budged the polls, apparently. A new NBC Wall Street Journal poll puts it at 48% Bush, 47% Kerry. An ABC News Washington Post poll has it at 49% Bush, 48% Kerry. The CBS New York Times poll has Bush leading 49-46%. The latest Fox News poll shows Bush and Kerry tied at 46%. Our next guest is not your typical pollster. Sam Wang is an assistant professor of molecular biology and neuroscience at Princeton University. He's come up with a computer program that analyzes state polls, walks through all the possible outcomes of the battleground states, and then predicts who would win the Electoral College vote if it were held today. He's always updating his findings at the website election.princeton.edu. This is fascinating stuff. Professor Wang, in your best layman's terms possible, can you explain how you come up with your numbers? And keep in mind, most of us limp through our math SATs.
Okay, I'd be delighted. Well, the way it goes is this. As you know, there have been dozens and dozens of state polls. In fact, over 100 polls released in battleground states in the last week alone. And sometimes these polls don't agree with each other. So what I do is I look at all the polls that are available for a given state, and I use those to come up with an estimate of who's likely to win that state. And in some states, like, say Massachusetts, we're pretty sure that Senator Kerry is going to win. Other states, we're pretty sure President Bush is going to win. And then there are states that we don't know, and those are the battleground states. And so then I take all those possibilities, and I run them through a model in which I consider all the possibilities, and there are millions of them, and figure out what how likely each one is. And then I tabulate them to figure out what the likely range of outcomes is. And that's how I estimate the likely outcome.
Well, isn't this really the whole shebang? I mean, a lot of these polls we talk about that have Bush up 49-48 or tied at 46, I mean, in the end, those really don't matter. It's the Electoral College, right?
That's right. It's the Electoral College that matters. And the Electoral College gives a very different picture because battleground states don't necessarily feel the same way as the nation as a whole.
Princeton University professor Sam Wang, whose computer program analyzes all the state polls out there. How long have you been doing this, professor? Do you have any history to go by?
Let's see. Well, I only have a casual history. Back in 2000, I was watching state polls as an interested observer, and at that time I said that it really came down to Florida, and whoever won Florida was going to win the election, and that turned out to be right.
It sure did.
Yes. This year, it started in July, and I started arguing with some theoretical physicist friends, a string theory friend, and I told him that essentially, John Kerry needed to win two of the three following states, Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. If he won two of them, then he had the presidency. And I said it was about half and half for Florida, half and half for Ohio, and he was likely to win Pennsylvania, and that gave him the odds in his favor. And that's the way it is today. So even though I've done a lot more math, and I've written a lot more software, that's about how it looks.
Looking at the website this morning, Professor, it also looks like Iowa could be a key state in all this, too.
Yes, Iowa could be very important. It all depends on the combinations, and there are many combinations, but in a scenario in which, say, John Kerry wins Ohio, then Iowa becomes very important for President Bush.
All right, so the $64,000 question is, what do your latest numbers show?
Well, it's ambiguous. I'm an academic, so of course everything's ambiguous.
Yep.
if you look at just the polls alone, then Bush edges Kerry 283-255. If undecided voters break the way they have in the past, then that gives Senator Kerry 281 electoral votes. But my projection is different from either of those. I'm projecting a high turnout election, and I'm of the opinion, which is an opinion, that because of high turnout, that Senator Kerry is going to win by over 300 electoral votes.
Wow, that'd be pretty significant, considering how close everybody else thinks it would be.
I just have to issue the caveat that these are highly dependent on how undecided voters go and how turnout goes, and we don't know the answer to those.
All right, Professor, thank you. Princeton University Professor Sam Wang. Again, you can check his frequently updated numbers at the website election.princeton.edu. 46 minutes after the hour on the Wall Street Journal this morning, Cheryl Simone Miller is following the top stories of the day and get some more forecasts for the economy as well.
Yeah, some creaky joints for the U.S. economy experts.